Something I have to be cautious with. Tonight's going to be a little bit different. Tonight is going to be work and action night. Tonight's not going to be just soaking in his presence. We did that this morning. But now it's time to think and work. Y'all ready? Don't go to sleep on me. I'll make you stand up and do jumping jacks or something. We're going to have class tonight. By now, you've all heard the religious interpretation for this year of 2020. I've seen it hung in so many churches. It's the year of perfect vision, and maybe it is, but tonight I want to show you a little bit more. If you remember, last year I spoke to you about the year 2019, and I told you that it was going to be a year to see the snakes in the grass. I think that happened. Now you know how much the Holy Spirit longs to prepare the children of God for what is to come. We are not supposed to be as the children of darkness. We are the children of light, and we are to know the things that are to happen. We've had some painful things revealed and uncovered in 2019, but we have turned a new page, and we have a new year. And I've told you before, I always go to the Hebraic calendar to see what the year means to the Jews, because that's where God sets his timepiece, is with the Jewish people. And the understanding of the times and seasons is nothing new to the tribes of Israel. Indeed, it was even understood within nature itself how all these things work. And even before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the sons and daughters of the tribe of Issachar were known to have deep understanding of the times that they were living in. And they knew by faith what it was that would need to happen next in order for the Jewish people to align themselves with God's plans. And the scripture for that is 1 Chronicles 12 and 32. And of the children of Issachar, there were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. I have news for you. Today is no different. And as the Gentile church, we have been grafted in. And God does not want us to be in the dark. Jews have long believed that the Hebrew language is the hidden language of heaven. And who am I to argue with them? But unlike our Phoenician alphabets that we have, the Hebrew symbols that they use for their language contains within them pictures that symbolize the movements of the heavens and the earth and help to give clues as to the divine workings of creation. It's all a very unique operation in the Hebraic language. The Hebrew letters are extremely precise. Every letter and every vowel in the Hebrew language has a distinct pronunciation, and each letter is assigned a numeric value. I think I covered this last year, but the last 10 years on the Hebrew calendar were all in the 5770s. We were in the 2010s. We started with 2010, ended with 2019. They started with 5770, ended with 5779. For example, the last decade in the Hebrew language, and I'm not going to go into all the details. If you want more of this, ask me, or you can probably research it. I don't know. But the 70 for the past decade was a Hebrew letter that meant seeing. And it was all about seeing what God was saying. And that's why 2019 was seeing the snakes in the grass and the plans that he has. And it's not coincidental that co-joined with that Hebrew letter for 70s, it looked like an eye. And that's all God's business. God's pretty smart, in case y'all ever wondered, and he's really good with details. He plans all these things so incredibly. But thus, the decade of the 70s on the Hebrew calendar was a time of seeing. But this coming year, 2020, on our calendar, coincides with the Hebrew calendar of 5780. The 70s, it's A-Y-I-N, Ian, was what the 70s are. The 80s are Pei, P-E-Y. It's the Hebrew letter for the number 80. And it's a picture symbol of a mouth. So discerning when to speak and when to be quiet is going to be a critical component during this next few years if we're to see the kingdom of God growing in our lives, our church, our world, through our declarations. Ian was the decade of seeing. God invited us to see, but now he is saying it's time to speak what God has shown us in the last decade. Does anybody feel like you have learned a few things in the last 10 years? Well, heavens help all of you. Come on, who has learned something in the last 10 years about the kingdom of God? Hopefully we all have. We're not stunted in kindergarten. We have moved up into the world. But in the Hebrew alphabet, Pei, of course, follows the Ayin, and it emphasizes that sight precedes expression. Those who spend a great deal of time seeing what God is saying will have no difficulty in these next few years expressing God's thoughts in words. While most of us will just be called maybe to give glory to God through speaking in praise and in prayer continually and declarations of faith, what has the word said? What's life and death is in what? The power of the tongue. Whatever we speak is what happens around us. If you constantly speak negativity, my friend, you're going to live in depression. But if when you get up on the day that you're not feeling positive and you look in the mirror and you say, I am healed, I am beautiful, I am whole, and God is with me and he loves me, your day is going to go a whole lot better. Because what we speak, we manifest. And God has brought us into this special season right now for us to start speaking the things that he needs manifest in his world. And we just did that tonight, standing here with Brother Claude praying. We are speaking that our church people will be protected. It's all about what we speak. There are going to be a group of people in the next few years that are going to be asked to go beyond what we normally do. And they are going to go to the lost and to those outside of the lines of our normal communication and start reaching some people that are going to be key influencers to doing what God wants to do. These chosen mouths are going to be able to draw upon the nature of God in such a unique way that it is going to start turning this whole thing unto where the lost are going to become found and to where our churches are going to be run over. As I explain, the letter Pei has a numerical value of 80. Moses was 80 years old when he led the Jews out of Egypt and transmitted the Torah to them. According to the Jewish book, Ethics of Our Fathers, it says when one is 80 years old, he has reached a special strength. Lois and I talked about that today. Many will find this next season of the 2020 similar to Moses' journey, where you've spent this last season learning and storing up God's word. It is now going to be time to spend in teaching it and leading others how to live it. That's why I say tonight is about action and work. This isn't a bless me club tonight. God is ready to do something in Madison. I've been feeling it for a couple of years, and God is ready to do something in Madison. And the word of God is lining up with what his plan is just fantastically. Despite the cliche of 2020 as perfect vision, this really isn't the year for vision setting as much as it is the year for vision declaring. It's time to start declaring things that are not as though they are. It's time to start pulling some old promises that you've had laying on the shelf for a long time and declaring that it is done. We are lining up with what God wants, and it's time for us to start doing something about this. I love the scripture, Psalms 81 and 10. I am your Lord who lifted you out of Egypt, widened your mouth, and I will fill it. Speech has tremendous power. A king rules with his words, and an ordinary person has tremendous power in their mouth. With words of praise, as you know, you can lift someone up, and with a bit of gossip, you can destroy a person's reputation. Our words create worlds. Say that with me. Our words create worlds. Again, our words create worlds. You might sum up this next decade with the phrase word wars. There's a lot of negative stuff out there. Just watch the news, just listen to a phone conversation, just read something. Everything is pointing toward the negative. And it is time for the people of God to rise up and start declaring the things of God and the things that God wants to do and offset this whole shift that's been happening in our nation and our world. God is ready. He's just looking for some people that will stand up and be his mouthpiece and declare what this says about the world, and not what CNN is saying about the world, but what God has planned, and it's all good. How you use your words at home will be how you use them to shape the world around you. Are you speaking words of truth and life? Are you speaking death and destruction? We're entering a season where the gifts of the Holy Spirit are going to flourish and manifest greatly across our globe. This is the season for something more. Okay, now put your thinking caps on. Let's go back to high school. Please, no. Einstein got it right. E equals MC squared. Power of energy, matter, and light. Anyone know what Einstein's equation really means? He does. Tell us. I don't think they heard you. I think you should stand up and say it louder. They need to know how smart you are. Y'all have a scientist among you. Energy equals mass. C squared is the speed of light that's squared, or it's multiplied by itself. Because the speed of light is a very large number, and it becomes multiplied by itself, this equation points out how such, as he said, how such a small amount of matter can release such a huge amount of energy. Like a nuclear reaction. Einstein didn't know how correct he was in the spirit world. But the Holy Spirit controls matter. Pinch yourself. Or us. God is the origin of light. And when he controls us, we become the light to our world. When there is a need for light, we need to allow the energy source that transcends time and matter and space to multiply himself into my limited perception that I can progress into becoming sons of light and speak the plan of God into action. Because matter can do this. Einstein found the equation for what Jesus came to show us all. How to operate and how to enter the realm of God in the supernatural. Light to change the substance of matter around us. You see this in action when Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fishes. That's what happened. Many of the heroes of faith tapped into this dynamic. In my mind, Daniel was probably at the forefront of embracing this kingdom dynamic. But so were Joseph and Moses and Elijah and Elisha. And Jesus modeled this continually. And so it was that Jesus imparted this dimension of wielding the supernatural through what made this whole thing the kingdom of God to function. The creativity that formed it all came out of his mouth as pure energy. And when pure energy entered the cosmos, things were created. The wisdom needed to build and to bring increase and to multiply. This is the glue of this dimension of light, of this perfect, righteous love and truth that will decimate the darkness and the elements of our day that are overwhelming God's church. The problem is we've let the negativity into our minds, our spirits, our hearts, and it's affecting our churches. It is time for us to know who we are. And I have his light in me, and therefore I speak his energy, and I can move and change things in the spirit world that I could never do on my own. You know, while Peter was on the Mount of Transfiguration, he was still stuck in the religious mechanisms of the Mosaic law. And Jesus was in the process of trying to show him and all his cohorts how to actuate the frequency of heaven. And they tapped in, and those few men turned the world upside down. What could a congregation of this size do to this dang county? If you can tap in to what he's wanting us to do. Isaiah was exposed to this source of energy, and it kind of freaked him out. And one of the angels came down and aligned things for him spiritually and touched his lips and released him into the most amazing destiny. Elisha, he recognized what his mentor Elijah operated in, and he asked to be granted the means to do it with double the power. Square it, God. Multiply it by itself. I want the double portion. Elijah told him he was going to have to see him into the spiritual realm before he could do so. And so he did. And as Elijah left the earth without dying, Elisha witnessed it. And for the rest of his life, the reality of that event became part of what Elisha shared that changed his world. And even on his deathbed, the king of Israel quoted his observations. He said, "The chariots of Israel and its horsemen." Because once you see into what God wants to do, and you can speak it into existence, my friend, it's going to change everything around here. All the struggle and the things that make it hard, and you feel like you're just plodding, and you can't think straight, and you can't get it all done, and you get up every day and you haven't accomplished the things you were supposed to yesterday. It is time for us to flip on the light of God's energy and get aligned with what He wants us to do and to start speaking what He wants us to speak. And I'm telling you, we will start seeing the miraculous happen, and we will start seeing so many things clear up for us. It's time to align ourselves with Him. The frequency of heaven is the alignment that Jesus was grooming His inner circle to operate in. And it's the supernatural. And it's what distinguishes between mere religion and being spiritually aligned. It's that narrow corridor between life and death in which the light is defined by His energy. Who is God? The pure source of energy that changes me from the inside out. It speaks of that much misunderstood dimension of peace. You know that scripture. A covenant of peace that's spoken of throughout the entire Old Testament that Jesus mentions and He's imparting to those who think in and lives were wrapped up in the kingdom. And He said, "My peace I leave with you." A peace that the world doesn't understand. It is the peace of the presence of God that transcends the natural dimension and will become the very foundation for you to operate in. You see, you don't have to understand to trust. My dad had a great saying, when you can't track God, you trust Him. And right now, I can't track God. I don't know, maybe you've got His GPS honed right in. But I'm having a little bit of trouble understanding what all is going on. But I don't have to understand to wake up every day in peace. I just have to have the light flowing through me and start declaring and speaking His words. It's the peace that that dimension offers that shut the mouths of the lions when Daniel, who was close to 80, spent a night with all of them in a pit. The peace of God settled in that place, and they just all went to sleep. And it's like Joseph and Moses and David and Elisha and Isaiah and Jeremiah and Jesus and Paul. They were all such sources of this energy and this power in hearing from heaven. And it's being aligned to hear that frequency of heaven. And yeah, Peter finally got it right. He finally recognized that he needed something more, and he got beyond himself. And that's all I'm asking you to do. Get beyond yourself and start living according to what God wants the church to be doing in 2020. The issue is the response to the light. The issue is the response to the word. And what we will declare comes down to whose report are you going to believe. That's how I finally got breakthrough to my healing. I decided to believe the word instead of the doctor. And we've got to decide to believe the word and what He's revealing to the church and not what is being circulated through our news media and all our friends. Such is this season of something more. Scripture notes, of course, that judgment comes first to the household of faith. And this was used, you saw it with Joseph's brothers before Joseph and all how that happened. And likewise, it happened in God's long forbearance and many warnings to Israel. And finally, they were sent to Babylon. And then in judgment, Daniel triggered King Nebuchadnezzar, and they had the dramatic writing on the wall and pronounced the demise of the spiritually wayward people. So it is for this season that the ones who have reached for that something more in their spiritual journeys are going to be given authority of heaven for wisdom and for miraculous, as the light will penetrate the darkness and it'll align itself and restore a frequency of harmony. I am so tired of all the discord. You know, just walking through the airport, you can feel it. You can literally feel the tension among people and among the factions in our nation. And it is time for us as the people of God to start operating on the frequency of heaven and the peace that God has, and start speaking some things that are not into existence and not be swayed by what they are doing. We are the ones that are supposed to be the leaders, not them. We are the ones that have the truth and the light, and we are the ones that are supposed to be the beacon on the hill, shining the light out for everybody to see. All I know is it's that little Sunday school song, "It's time to take the light out from under the bushel." Do you wonder why our nation has been in such turmoil? Snakes in the grass have been being uncovered. We've been seeing much in the last few years, but now it's time to start speaking into existence what is needed to push us into this revival era that God has already planned. It's time for us to start working on that and quit worrying about the other. Daniel, who frequently saw realities outside the realm of time, he perceived this season that we're in right now with great clarity. The season of something more. It would be a time of great change, Daniel said. He saw that God would remove kings and he would raise up kings. And we're seeing that. And it would be a time of increasing in conflict between cultures and peoples. And we're seeing that like we never thought we would see it in the U.S. of A. Yet in all of this, if you will allow, God will give wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who understand the true spiritual dimension that he's trying to push us into. It's time to express his thoughts in word and deed. The things we have seen, now it's time to be manifest. So this is the year to decree. It's the year of the mouth. It's speaking forth what God wants to see manifest on the earth. So are you ready? It's a time of co-laboring. It's a time of co-declaring his kingdom into the earth. It's a time for the sleeping army to awaken to the battle cry that's in God's heart. There's a purging and a purifying of the mouths of God's people that must take place. And like Isaiah had the coal from the fire put on his lips, so shall it be for us. It's time for those who agree and decree to arise among us, because destiny hinges on what will be declared and uttered in the next few coming days. The Lord's looking for those who will set into motion his intended plans by the declaration of their mouth. I told you tonight was going to be work night and think night, and I've given you a lot to think about. So now it's work time. Because we can't just keep doing what we've always done, or you get the same results you've always got. It's time to notch this up. I've been telling y'all that for a year now. It's time to move into that different dimension. It's time for us to become what God intended us to become. He did not intend for you just to be somebody that showed up to church and sat on a pew three times a week. You are His ambassador to the earth. You are supposed to be ruling and reigning and declaring and decreeing and taking dominion wherever your feet go. Not tucking your tail and hanging your head. You are children of the Almighty God, and you are full of the presence of Almighty God, and you have the power of heaven behind you, and it's time for you to stand up and decree in Madison, Wisconsin, what God wants to do. So, now it's work time. Stand up with me. And I want you, we're going to put these things on the screen. And these are declarations that we're going to make. And everybody in here is going to say them loudly. There's no more time for this backward, well, that's just not my personality. You're a child of God. Take your rightful place in the kingdom of God and declare what He wants done. So let's start with the first one. Y'all ready? Everybody's now look, this isn't just reading words. I want you to let this in your spirit and your heart. And I want you to believe what the things I'm putting up here say. And let's start speaking this stuff into existence. So let's go. This year, I will widen my mouth. I will run and not grow weary. I will walk and not faint. I will widen my mouth to prophesy the word of the Lord in wisdom and to declare His goodness in the land of the living. Yes! I will run and not be weary. I will walk and not be faint. I will declare the goodness of God. Okay, number two, I will walk as a sign and a wonder on this earth. I live in the realm of continual suddenlies, God surprises, signs, wonders, and miracles. Living in the supernatural is the biblical will of God for me and my life. I will overflow with the miracles of God. Yes! All right, number three. Y'all ready? Every single one of my gifts will be activated, mature, and be effective in Jesus' name. I will be fully equipped by the grace of the Lord, and I will be a deadly weapon and an instrument of righteousness in the hands of God. Yes. Okay, now this next one's super important. Let's go. I will be the greatest soul winner. Oh, no, stop. We're going to say that again. I will be the greatest soul winner. He who wins souls is wise. God has given me a passion for the lost and for souls. I will help to fulfill the Great Commission and represent Jesus here on the earth. May I be healing hands and serving feet of Jesus wherever I go at any time. Let it happen. All right. This is our last one. I will continually have clear 2020 vision, insight, hindsight, and foresight. The Lord will anoint my eyes with eye salve, And I shall see with eagle eye vision from heaven's perspective. The Lord is my light and my salvation, and he will help me to see all of my blind spots, any possible traps and snares and setups that the enemy may have placed. I am more than an overcomer, and I will speak as such. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, Lord, I pray for this congregation right now. Receive now our cleansing, igniting the coal to our lips to where we will forget what we used to be as negative speakers and doomsday sayers, and that we will start looking to the presence of God and letting the energy of God start flowing through all of us. Whew. As we allow this cleansing work, I am claiming that everybody in this building will become flames of fire that will go forth and disciple nations. Awake and yield and receive. And you're going to have an ever-increasing glory in this earth. I believe it. Let's put Psalms 2 and 8 up on the screen and let's say this in closing. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance. The ends of the earth will be your possession if you just ask. If you ask in faith, believing, he will move mountains for you. But we've got to start speaking and declaring what saith the Lord and not what saith my neighbor. It's time for me to move into a dimension of declaring. We have already seen all the snakes in the grass. Now let's move past that and start declaring, thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' name, we release the power of the Holy Ghost to move on every individual in this building tonight. God, I ask that you would cleanse us from the inside out and make us vessels of honor for your glory. Jesus, in your name. Jesus, in your name.
Since mid-December up until just a few weeks ago, what did we speak on here? What did I preach almost every message I preached? Brother Carey, declaring and decreeing. We talked about reading the Word, praying the Word, and living the Word. So I have a question, an odd question I want to ask you tonight. Do you see yourself as a grasshopper? Anyone here see yourself as a grasshopper? Because if you see yourself as a grasshopper, you will forever be a grasshopper. But if you see yourself as a giant slayer, you will forever be a giant slayer. I'm not looking to add to Sister Terry's message, but if you see yourself as a giant slayer, I want you to work your way down to the front, and I want you to begin decreeing and declaring and asking God where your next giant is. Every one of us, every one of us is going to face a different giant. Some of you, you're giants that you need to decree and declare that the battle is over. You have been fighting the same giant, running around continually for years and years and years. And tonight, you need to declare that this fight is over. I'm going to declare and decree that I'm not a grasshopper, that I'm a giant slayer. And then when we leave here and we walk out into our battlefield, we continue to decree. You want peace in your home? Decree it. You want peace in your marriage? Decree it. You want to overcome? Decree it. Decreeing and declaring is the key, the doorway into the supernatural. You need the Holy Ghost tonight? God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. You need a healing tonight? God wants to heal you tonight. You need a refreshing tonight? God wants to refresh you tonight.